his dog is really more than a toy.
Hey, get that dog away from that dog.
And everywhere the little dog goes,
the lamb was sure to go.
The dog's name is Spud. In spite of being so poor.
Yeah, Aunt Bertha, we're ready to roll.
Oh, school's out.
Interlock, okay.
Here we go.
Now you're ready?
All right. Ready?
Roll up! Hold his feet.
Quiet, please!
Putting on the dog, eh?
A quiet action.
Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you've enjoyed this special presentation of the show. This was entirely created from archival material in answer to your many requests. We hope that you'll continue to provide feedback as we continue our show and make it more of what you, our beloved audience, are requesting. So in the name of Ask Dr. Hal, we'll probably not see you next week in the same way that we didn't see you this week. Thank you and good night. And their latest adventure.
Soft sheen,
soft shoes, soft shingle, and the bird gilded old west. Imagine the intrusive wisdom that they often had when they consulted Native Americans to discover ancient burial rituals and other magical gestures, which allowed them to move into a different world.
Cigarettes, too.
Where the South won the Civil War. And chewing gum was a national institution.
Did we ever get to the moon?
Yes, a boy and his dog.
1971.
Hostile Indians.
A Confederate officer planted the stars and bars on the Lunas Maris.
One man stood out in front of a general.
If he ever finds out what his wife gets up to at these gatherings, he'll probably kill him.
If he finds out, oh boy.
The family slave also accompanied the master.
What are you talking about? I've always been upright, honorable in all my dealings.
Well, you should say that, Baroness. You hang yourself.
Don't look at me this way. I'm innocent, I tell you.
I've never thought about it as being a musician. I thought about it as being like a...
And when the union crew finally got to the room,
telling
they
lies.
Found the,
you're telling
the
lies about
it.
That's what they are, lies.
Empty, on the surface already.
Father, school, drug,
now what am I going to do?
Take them downstairs.
What, the whole thing?
You go first.
Okay.
I can't believe ate the whole thing.
Thanks.
What about your parents?
My parents?
Yeah, your parents you said thanks.
My mom
say,
scared of me.
My parents said things, too. Your parents said something. But my parents said something, too. At the PTA meeting, when they discovered the extent of your duplicity... and deception.
What you've done in the past, believe me.
I'm sorry, but these uncomfortable moments of childhood must be revisited and often. Because only in the right light of public examination can they be decontaminated of the negative influences which have held you back from becoming a great sub-genius and an American. We'll begin with your early years. Your most embarrassing moment.
Yep, and begin.
Here you are in Flossie Wiley Jr. Elementary School in Miss Carrico's third grade class. Pass your papers forward.
And that reminds me, I myself must get up and motivate before my... recently. All right, to err is human.
Pizza. Fight my way under the radio.
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 Hey.
I am a robot.
Get your spirits off the ground.
Oh, well, I guess...
place and to the...
The law of vampires.
Want to stay.
Rippling waters.
They melt the wax at 143 degrees Fahrenheit. Then add a secret powder to strengthen the crayon and act as a filler, boosting the number of crayons the wax will produce. They also add various synthetic chemicals. There's one to keep the wax from sticking to the mold, and a fatty acid called stearic acid to improve the rub-off. Now they tint the wax, in this case yellow and red, to produce orange crayons.
I can smell it now.
With a sharp knife, cut into the center of the steak to test for doneness. Next, cut it across the grain into thin slices. Arrange those succulent charcoal-tasting slices on a hot oven-proof platter. And on the hot platter, have a sauce of melted butter. And
the monstrous, choking, suffocating horror of Aunt Bertha's hot sauce.
And well-ventilated smoke-free room. Before you start handling,
a slimy effusion composed of all that is foul. It somehow decorates the viands by its perfect opposition to every concept of sanguinary taste. Yes, you'll bring up your dinner in the wrong way, the worst way, and you won't want to bring it up again after the convulsions have ceased. This is not a guarantee, but rather an admonitory issuance, which we simply hope will cover our multifold sins. And so I find myself isolated.
I'll kill him.
There, that's a little better. Now you're all here having fun. Sure is great to be doing the old show again. Yes, sir, I'm back in the saddle and I'm in fine form. When I get my blood up, never think that to look at me now. Why, I remember I was knee-high to a Mary Cross operation. Oh, yes, I can hear you just fine. And I want to tell you, you've been doing an absolutely excellent job on the old show. But now that they can extend the telomeres at the end of your chromosomes, you can live for hundreds of years. Yes, you can be born in 1650 like me and watch all sorts of horrible changes come that nobody understands. Oh, it's really terrible. It's not my fault. I was simply a witness to these events. I had nothing to do with them. I would have opposed them. But you can't stick your neck out or else your long lifespan ends right there. And I'm going to put that in for the record, just in case the recording angel wants to set it down in the Book of Life, which is where it belongs, because nobody reads it, except...
On the Day of Judgment, when the sea gives up its dead.
All right, we're live and in color.
And the great white throne stands before the multitude.
BBBM, within norms.
Then you have to see, and everyone else gets to see, every minute sin you've ever committed on a giant widescreen while all the intelligences of the universe watch and tut-tut and click their multiple tongues.
And your girlfriends
tons.
Stay at the better hotels and have five judges there hilariously entertaining.
There ain't no hotels.
And you have ripped torn as
there ain't no motels. Everybody wears a sheet, but nobody lies down to sleep. I tell you, it's a whole different order of being.
Subgenius prison.
In subgenius prison, they wash brain of this unfortunate. As has been, said before. Stipulated
this
in the
9:30 this morning.
And you can get a free T-shirt if you continue to listen to this broadcast. We're going to tell you a little bit later on how you can be one of our lucky winners. Orange.
I think I'll be under those.
Orange, right, you ashamed of yourself for making a mockery out of this show? And what do you mean, orange?
The Duke of Orange. And that whole misunderstanding.
You mean William of Orange?
Yeah, that's the guy.
Yes, well, you see, he... there's a reason why they don't like the color orange in old Ireland.
Can I get you...
utility. I've been sent to the rug.
Projects that didn't go the distance. Yeah, envelopes were not pushed. Statements were not made.
A rug rat down there running around. It's a rug rat. It's a cabling issue.
I'm actually down.
No show.
Everything about it is appealing.
There's nothing lower in showbiz than a Radio Valencia rug.
Traffic will allow.
Let's go on with the show.
But that extraordinary feeling when you are stealing another $12,000.58.
Fine, we can insult everybody. And we
call me a banana.
There's no people like show people like
K-Rubs.
Be as politically incorrect as you like.
While I'm down here on the rug, I thought I'd fix some of the horrible cabling.
And we tried to.
That affects radio.
Now, for those that were offended because I said the man upstairs goofed, I'm not going to come out and apologize to you. Because that's what I believe.
I apologize to you.
No, I apologize to you.
No, I apologize to you.
No, I apologize to you.
If you will come to one of the three chosen forms in God.
I haven't paid yet. That's the problem. I've got to get more dues for dues paying fans to support this glorious enterprise.
The third reconciliation of the last of the McKittrick supplicants.
Just imagine
a
world
that of a giant slore
where broadcasts like this one didn't take place. Can you endure to live in such a reality? If not, your money needs to go where it will be used the best and the most. To me. Or actually, I am only a proxy for that because...
There?
Oh, there's nobody here, no. This is all a recording, and where was I? Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. The proxy.
I'm on the rug.
Talking about the proxy, you see, it's a... It is a... If only it were going to me. No, it's just going so they leave me alone, that's all.
836, please call 32.
Oh, damn, it's my pager.
Also, in the news, the largest Ask Dr. Hal show ever harvested was recently brought into market in Lithuania, causing a minor sensation local.
Yeah, I understand that it was so large they had to put it in the trunk.
Yes, it was argued by the International Committee of Zoological Nomenclature that this was not a me show. Not at all, but some teratological remnant. In other words, a freak of nature, masquerading as an exceptionally large me show. But, of course, if you crack it and open it up, then you ruin its rarity and you would spoil everything.
They just threw it in the trunk?
They brought it in a Mercedes-Benz trunk.
It was so big, it actually had to go into the trunk.
Yes, it was in the trunk also to keep it secret. And in the trunk, it was in a canvas bag, which completely covered its gnarled shell before it was brought into the exhibit hall on the morning of Saturday. Since then, the giant mutant me has attracted international attention in many venues and has recently been offered the opportunity to star in its own television series.
But in metal imagery, I never imagined that you would look as good as your sound on the radio.
And on... No, I can't. I can't do that one.
So this is what all happens, huh?
That would have been a fun joke, but no, I have enough sense to realize that there are some jokes I should not make.
Did you say that?
Well, according to our last ratings, about 200,000.
Yes, you see the ratings. It's all about the ratings, but it's more than that. The ratings tell how much you're liked, but what can tell how much you're hated? What can tell how many enemies you have waiting to sink their needles and knives?
Well, according to our last ratings, about
your sensitive epidermis. Oh, I could prophesy, except
for
the fact the cold, unruly hand of death now presses closely on my thyroid glands.
How many listeners did you say you had?
Then you must believe he can, in fact, make an error.
Well, according to our last ratings, about 200,000.
All right, enough with the ratings, all right? We're doing our best. And I'm confident we're going to get a better ratings share on this program later on. If each one of you does your jobs, you know, I mean, this is
everybody here at 0430.
Slackers,
yep,
feather bedders, soldiers, time wasters, toss pots, lousy
gaggers. We've taken crews to straighten out the cords here in the studio. We hope that this will result in better show.
Lazy legs, mattress pressers, sterno bums.
Some kind of weird ritual going on here.
Some kind of weirdos taking up good air. That four square men ought to be breathing.
Proper sex show.
That was happening tonight, and I couldn't go to it because I had to go to another show. But the former Jejun Institute was putting on a strange orgy tonight, which I even had an admit to, but I couldn't because I had to do something else.
Combined miniature deterrent forces.
Meanwhile, also in the news, giant sea slug infestation throngs California coast. Its fangs in the sanguine life flood of the body politic.
I promise an honest, fair, and open campaign.
Yes, everything open and above board. And, of course, your donations will make this political movement viable. Without the little people, like Vern Troyer, Mickey Rooney, we wouldn't be able to mount this campaign.
And without those little people, really tall people like Scott Wiener, for example.
Huge, towering, gigantic figures looming over the landscape.
Brain of yours.
These towering figures will command your life.
The only 11-foot-tall San Francisco city supervisor.
However, all of the little people.
His suits must be specially made by Beanstalk Industries of Alta California.
But once again, he is a good man, an honorable man.
Yes, so are they all honorable men.
But quite all right.
And upon the defeat of Scott Wiener, I promise to do whatever you want.
I will not do them wrong.
Forever and ever and ever.
I'd rather choose to wrong the dead, to wrong myself and you. Then I should wrong such honorable men.
Yeah. You want me to smite your enemies? I shall smite your enemies.
Then I'll turn the other cheek.
So you like the show?
I think you just sort of need to stop between thoughts or something.
Yeah. Like slow down. Or like one guy talk at a time.
Give me a slip.
Oh, she's gone. All right, go ahead.
From that to the blood in the car.
Horrible. Yeah, we'll come back to that. Top of page 41, where Hal's talking about Scott Wiener.
I'm sorry, and I withdraw the complaint.
Happen again at any time.
After all, I'm going to be living on his turf soon enough.
Oh, really?
I might as well bob my head in surf-like servitude.
I'd better cool it too, then, right? Yeah, I'm probably struggling a little bit.
No, only the radio.
He's a future mayor of San Francisco.
Where we have the facts.
And as we know, the mayorhood or ship or whatever you call it of San Francisco is a major stepping stone to national political office.
The poor bozos
and even
never
more
had a chance.
Nanny-like interfering in everyone's lives,
really?
From sea to shining broadband.
So let's go through all the steps. How many degrees of difference, how many degrees of bacon is it between Scott Wiener and Barack Obama?
Where you take the 12-step, two-step in hobnailed boots. Oops. Excuse me. Well, anyway.
I'm going to do it.
That's one way to
express
it.
Scott Wiener, first step.
Scott Wiener on the
second step.
Barbecue of an ish.
Gavin Newsom, right? That's not a big step.
My God, it's hard to know who to choose in such a contest. I'm either a sort of... no, wait, that's not true. I got to be considered a friend of the program.
Right. Oh, clearly the next step after Stephen Colbert is good at him.
But now he's abdicated his responsibility.
So you go to John Oliver.
He's left his post in time of war.
Now here's the next... You'll like the next step. From there, you go to Edward
Snowden. I don't like it because
Edward
I don't like
Snowden.
Being plowed under and superseded.
Edward Snowden is the next step.
Edward Snowden is the coolest guy on Earth, but I hardly see how it affects us over here at Radio the Motion Picture. Interested in seeing that movie. I understand it's greatly disappointing for those who...
This show? Yeah.
...love to see... No, the Steven Spiegelberger Flintstones chewable vitamin movie.
Eight So what you're saying is the 8 means 800,000, really.
Is it 8
yes.
now?
Yes. Just look at these Arbitron ratings.
A year or two.
They're radioactive. They're leaping off the chart.
So 800,000 listeners, that's not bad for this little tiny
ring. And the ball has hardly gotten started rolling.
Most of them are in Korea.
Oh, so we should say hi.
We're shipping our extra shows to Korea just to participate in the general effort while the U.S. struggles.
We bought rid of the old Sacagawea dollars.
We bought listeners at the Click Farm.
Several sacks of Sacagawea dollars will be sent to the site by helicopter. But seriously, folks, I realize there's no reason to continue this, and I deeply regret the
Aunt Bertha Bowie knife
giveaway.
Hey, Aunt Bertha, let's you and me go upstairs, and we can feel the sting of death.
Yes, that's true. She was a Tokyo bar hostess. She had quite an interesting and lengthy career.
The answer to that is, why do you do it?
Bonnie's inner Aunt Bertha trading card set. This is really going to be great. That's another groaner. It's just a part of the old Recording Angels special store of saved tidbits of knowledge. You'll never know what's regurgitated on these shows. All over the board.
No, the next step is clearly, and I may get some static for this, Buzz Aldrin.
Oh, yes, the buzz on Aldrin is on.
The final step is Buzz Aldrin. Buzz Aldrin did, in fact.
Yeah, he punched the guy out, which he deserved.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He gave him a little one, too.
For
his sake, he actually pulled his punch. If he had swung through, the guy would have gone down on the pavement.
Yeah, it's just like Superman. Whenever you see him punching someone, you know he's like shadow punching and pulling back 99% of his super ability.
Their head would fly off their body. Right?
Exactly. They'd be punched a mile away as a form of burnt protoplasm.
It would look like, a scene from...
Like the poor little Gemini guys now have to be Superman. Be little pooties.
Little waddies?
Little poot, little cherubs.
And
pterodactyls?
So little pterodactyls.
Yeah. Well, look, I won't darken your towels again.
From the other religion.
I'm going to take off and take a toddle down Nature's Parkway.
Scare all the other great people away.
To a better land than this. And mainly, I got to prepare for a similar ordeal tomorrow. As it's now, humans zero. But we're all going to wish you a happy Halloween and a beef fondue.
X-Day and St. Stupid's
Day. St. Stupid's Christmas turkey. President's Day. God bless you, one and all. Yes,
just a party. He wasn't serious.
I'm going to go up to the Purple Mountains on Ray Harryhausen Day when I have a little bit of time off. Take the family up in RV, the motion picture, and let loose with a stream of colorful profanities and invectives where nobody can hear me. That's the way I like to let off steam as a proud American on one of America's proudest holidays.
Billy and Betty live on a little farm in the dry spots.
Billy and Betty,
mother run the place, for their father's dead.
Their father's dead.
Billy and
trouble
Betty.
The trouble has only started.
Why, I ought to...
Aunt Bertha's come to visit.
Won't somebody tell her she's not wanted anymore?
Let rip on how f***ed up your life truly is. You didn't even know it until she came.
Auntie B will hear you.
Okay.
Listing to port, that is.
So
the way she punishes the sauce.
Has,
putting it away.
Has, almost godlike listening powers.
Oh, that old biddy's ears can hear a pin drop downstairs.
So I wonder when Billy and Timmy reached puberty, what happened in the old house.
Well, in this case, I think it was Billy and Betty, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Let's listen.
They are poor. They look like some of us do.
The most precious possession Betty owns is a little ragged doll, which nurses very tenderly.
It smells like kerosene.
Well, but she loves it just as much as the most beautiful doll in all the world.
Wow.
The only toy she has Billy a choice, has yes. is a black and white dog. And his dog is really more than a toy.
Hey, get that dog away from that dog.
And everywhere that it is,
the lamb was sure to go.
The dog's name is Spider. In spite of being so poor,
get back! Get back! God damn dog.
Ready to roll. Yeah, Aunt Bertha, we're ready to roll.
Well, school's out.
Interlock, okay.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
All right. Ready?
Roll them! Roll the speed.
Quiet, please!
Putting on the dog, eh?
A quiet. Action.
Aunt Bertha's running across the field with her mouths
and didn't know you had it in you.
And you, too, can and win the doggy dinette set. Longer.
Octoportae antecedunt serpentem quil verbunt.
These are her adherents. They have sworn their life to Aunt Bertha.
Oh, who pays attention to the curses of Tia Zorina, that old hag?
Look in their eyes. There is no life there.
Your maledictions don't scare me, you old bat.
I'm going down.
Okay, here we go. An assassination attempt against Aunt Bertha is about to occur.
Can't breathe. She's... must be... real. Too late. Blacking out. Can't take it.
Ultima occulta arcana est novem tect Aeneae odit.
Okay, okay. You win, I give up.
Aunt Bertha,
you've got it.
Of the SS.
You held all the cards.
Aunt Bertha, Queen of Wall Street.
Okay, Aunt Bertha.
I had all these comics. They were great.
Aunt Bertha was the flower of the mountain back in the days of the mining camps when she was
known. Yes, Aunt Bertha.
The only gal for miles, so she raked it up in piles.
What do you see?
But anyway, she was, she was the queen of the,
A bunch of buffoons.
Of the what? The something-something scene. A sweetheart of the men who laid the rails.
That's right. She was out there a long time with
They said
guys.
That she
a
was half Pawnee, but it mattered not to me. For her embrace, I traveled many trails.
You think the Prince of Darkness would actually deign to manifest himself before the likes of you?
Oh, you did your work all day, and when you got your pay, you saw Aunt Bertha, and you got to take your turn. She was the only gal for miles, so she raked it up in piles. She took in every penny I would earn.
The finger of death is...
He never has, and he never will.
Turn them out, do-si-do. Swing that bustle to and
See,
fro.
See, I would go by Billy and Timmy's
Pour
house
out
all the
whiskey
time
for the house.
Because there'd be Aunt Bertha making them all scared and ranting about
Aunt Bertha, you're as dear to me as anyone could ever be. Someday I'll be a-making
you, have no
you
conception
my spouse.
Of its true power. I alone have grasped its secret. I alone have fathomed the master's grand design. I alone am worthy to enjoy the fruits of that discovery.
Aunt Bertha had a wooden leg with carven foot and not a peg. So she could wear pretty buckled shoes. You could smell her French perfume before you came into the room to find that she was passed out from the booze.
Determine my own destiny.
You're insane, Boris. Give it back to me.
Aunt Bertha's fighting
all right, stop it. Okay, I quit. I won't do that anymore.
You're than the rest of this pathetic
Jeez,
rebel.
Boy, you
have at
really
least
set her off.
What this book can do in your hands.
Keep hold of her, will you?
I mean, proceedings.
All right.
These orders of aging flesh conducted in the master's name.
Conduct this in an orderly manner.
Just wrinkled the flexi disc.
You think I want to clean this up? You got another thing coming.
You're soft at last.
And that's when it all started.
To travel in silence.
Look at the condition of this studio.
ISIS
look
in
at it. And I'm responsible.
And fear not
I'm responsible for the way this studio looks. You could clean this up in 48 hours.
Rugs and food
hours.
Were found all over the studio. Cats and dogs sleeping together.
Flash the key. That will unlock.
Unlock what? I thought the nuclear codes, you know who almost sold.
Well, we lost Pete Goldie, and it looks like they're dropping like flies up here.
He couldn't stand the truth, man. I was going to talk about Wolfman Jack, and he couldn't handle the truth. He had to get out of here.
Is she?
Life.
Neighbor, how long has it been since you helped yourself to a warm, steaming bowl of Wolf brand chili?
Pal, you got a lighter, yeah?
I got a what? What happened to the thing? We can't leave a thing in here. What happened to that thing?
That's stupid music.
There's no
thing. Makes you feel all Washington.
The thing. Can you take it? That horrible thing.
John Paul music.
That evil old thing makes you dance, makes you sing.
Have you met my other sister?
You met my other sister?
But where is that thing?
Evil showgirl.
For it cannot get lost, or else on the scrap heap, my show will be tossed. If they find that thing, then I'm bounced out the door. With no ifs, ands, or buts, or no why or wherefore. There is no appeal. It will happen to me. So let's find that thing, or else face tragedy, one that I'm not quite willing to face on my own. I'll look for that thing, and I'll find it alone. No one else tries, then I'll do it myself. It's got to be here on the desk. Or the shelf, or I put it back here.
Watch your butt, Pippi! Come on! We're gonna go through the screen!
Why, I'll be. Look at this. What'll they think of next?
He doesn't know.
In the name of Satan, ruler of the earth, king of the underworld, command the forces of darkness to dispel their infernal.
Jones didn't need to prove the devil did not exist. Not as a supernatural being, because I had seen the devil.
Well, if God is not a supernatural being...
He was my mom and dad. He was all of us.
Then God might be a natural being, and you wouldn't want that.
Jones was just making all this up anyway, so...
God in the same plane as nature?
Jones is just making all this up anyway.
Who cares?
And all that stuff?
Smith and Jones. That was the SLC?
Great God movie. Is outside the system.
Bob
makes
is gone.
The rules. Makes the rules.
Yeah, I'm here. Jesus!
Doesn't have to follow.
Am I sinner, am I going to heaven?
Makes them.
Come on, Jesus. You're Bob.
Yes,
I'm Bob.
Hey,
how goes it?
I can't swim.
I get it.
You've got it all right,
Bob.
Yeah. All right, let's go over this again. You say you're aggrieved at some kind of...
That's right, I am.
...policy from the Heavenly Institute of Fortune Dispersal. Well, stand in line, buddy, because everybody I know of...
Kill my mom.
...who's ever come sweating, steaming, stinking, and toddling down the pike knows that that is the way this man's universe operates. It just isn't fair.
Yes, life on the
not
land.
Fair.
The end is
it's
at hand.
Never fair.
That's so true.
The
Excuse
odd question,
me, man,
the question we ought to be asking is, why do we think anything is fair? What is fair? What kind of concept is that, since it is not observed in any transaction or any level of existence? And why do we think this unattainable ideal is attainable or worth working toward?
You know, there have been, like, floods and earthquakes since the beginning of time, dude.
To answer that, you need to be immersed up to the eyelids in my 12-module course in sex and real estate. The Ask Dr.
So.
Hal pneumatic
but
method.
Never have so many of Satan's followers been amassed on the earth as there are
suspended,
now.
Suspended, dangling punching bag of life. Until you are worked up into a lather of inspiration.
The scripture states clearly that Satan's followers will be in the majority, and
satanic
the
blast
will raise his head,
forward.
And fire will spew from his snout,
while
and vengeance
Satan's
will burn
snotty
his
fires are burbling in the background. You will race away from this low-class, low-quality environment into a higher level of the universe, where your special talents can be employed.
So you guys
as
have
the higher purpose
devil
that created you in turn intended. And I, Dr. Howlandow, will be available for a slight premium to guide you along this special path.
More than ever.
Hands-on treatment is recommended and even endorsed for special candidates, which must
they bear
be
more.
By
Amen.
A special process of choice. All this can be yours, coming in our basic packet.
What about World War II?
Introductory pattern for kids from 6 to 60 and oldsters 90 years young.
The Nazis were certainly as good as Satan's army.
Courtesy of this radio show.
The world didn't end up.
Yeah, dude, what about the Nazis?
Now, I don't see Nazis as devil worshippers. Now, I don't see Nazis as devil worshippers.
Oh, you don't?
You do not see Nazis, but that doesn't mean that the Nazis that you do not see are not there.
What?
Maybe there are Nazis that you can't see that are right there.
What? What's this about a mark? You guys said something about...
Like that one over there.
666.
Sick with desire and fastened to a dying animal. It knows not what it is.
The mark will be on all of them.
Mark.
Against the vital blame,
violating audio fidelity standards for the next 25 years.
The rising water of the Seine has overrun its banks, flooding out thousands of homes in the low-lying areas.
In the broadcast medium, which is in contact with the spirits of the dead. And what about those streams of ectoplasm from the belly of the medium?
Features of sci-fi.
Yes, it's all happening, folks. But you know, I starring Alan Steele in Hercules versus the Moon Men. Hercules against the Moon Men. Giants of Rome. Oh no, the symptoms are really terrible. But
the radiation is set up to feel
that's
ecstatic.
That's why we dance. We ain't got long to live.
Crash of the Moons.
All right, let's punch in the coordinates and
let's have some fun.
Colossus and the Amazon Queen.
Yeah.
You're about to experience firsthand.
Rod Taylor, but surely not the Rod Taylor.
What does it feel like the first time
Attack of the Monsters.
That's
a special
right.
scene. But still, now let's look closely at this precious scene. It contains interracial outer space explorers,
oh, cool.
flashes of nudity, and exploration of the bizarre nuclear
yeah.
devastating
oh,
planet Venus.
Oh, there go the guinea pigs.
Their gothic palatial spaceship lands on its surface.
And beautiful, and they
after
go to
traveling
space.
Through space with beautiful Japanese astronaut Yuko Tani. Then, lovely astronaut land on foreign planet.
Body, fleet of limbs.
That
and
beautiful
you have a gift.
Heavenly body, the planet Venus.
The someday,
planet Venus? Yes,
you will go
Venus.
Deep into
the second planet from the sun.
Deeper
surrounded
than anyone
by
on
the
earth.
Thick cloud-like
and you will
albedo,
remember that it was I who sent you on that
light
journey.
Back with a metallic
this
sheen.
Is the most valuable.
What exists below that
makes
phantom
reality
cloud
out of legend truth? Out of
what
myth.
Kind of a
the world thinks that Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde were the figments of a great writer's imagination.
Here in the
but
21st
no,
century.
I have clearly demonstrated that it is
hungrily toward the planet.
Man
Venus.
Is born with a dual nature, good
source
and
of
evil. Society tries to suppress evil,
and
but
return
not,
we must.
You remember Hyde was the last.
For on
and
Venus, valuable minerals
freedom,
were discovered
of
inestimable value
others,
to our civilization.
You, the mastery you shared with me.
Yes.
All this will be ours once again.
Who's to say my monsters aren't alive?
All this and
remember how it was the last time and the time before that. The freedom, the strength, the black terror in others, but not in you.
the monster you shared with me.
Yeah. Monster vampires, Frankenweenie.
All this will be ours once again.
Oh, yeah?
Now listen.
I'd like to believe that.
No, your future.
It just doesn't work.
My destiny.
You have to give everything up. And you, who lived on for centuries, have to give even more up.
Sir?
Your lifespan is longer, your loss is greater. Infinitely greater than people of a normal lifespan can ever understand or intuit. And now they can extend the telomeres on the end of your chromosomes. That means if you've got the bucks, you can live on and on.
Then why do I feel sick?
Well, I don't know. I don't have to deal with it today or tomorrow, but somewhere down the pike, we're going to have to look at it and figure out...
Perhaps why they're more interesting in selling the top spots.
What's our survival strategy in such a landscape?
It's crazy. Why are they still on the air doing this whatever it is?
Crazy, am I?
It's all about ass, isn't
it? One crazy man and three also very spectators. Oh, so very sane, spectators.
Your future. Yes, my destiny. Sir?
I am a menace. Just follow my instructions and it will be easy.
It's all about ass, isn't it? Sir?
You told me about the ultraviolet, the ultimate wavelength of light. A spectral barrier that no one can go beyond. Dr. Waldman, you were wrong, for I have isolated in this machinery the great ray which first brought life into the world. And I'm going to zap this monster with all this weird machinery, and you're going to see him come to life right in front of you. I, Victor Frankenstein, make this promise. What's this? It's a...
What do we do?
It's just it. We don't speak about it.
But the idea had been spoken, and the words wouldn't go back after they'd been uttered aloud.
So you're understanding,
words
this, right?
Get stuck in my throat.
And what happens when I touch her?
God bless you. Yes,
everybody knows.
Well, did you see this giant Hitler? Well, I'd love to stay, but I think I have to get up and go. I mean, the workaday world must go on. Whether capitalism or communism, the means of production must be put in the hands of the people. Everyone who makes something should receive just compensation for his or her labor. And so, on the entirely pinko leftish program, I, Dr. Howell, exercise no political authority whatsoever. Let's remember that when the Know-Nothing Quiff-and-Poof Party attains unnatural prominence on U.S. political stage.
I was happy.
These will be trying times. And I, Dr. Howlandow, will be out there trying with the rest of them. Trying desperately to keep my head above water in an era of rising seas.
Barely living alive.
Heaving demographic changes involving the body politic in all of its personal splendor.
It's my brother. He's a computer technician, and he's been working at that children's lab.
And something happened.
Yes. He disappeared. He hasn't been home for the last 3 days. And when I went to children's lab, they more or less told me to mind my own business. I'm sure there's something wrong out there.
Mm-hmm. Something wrong, eh?
My brother has been acting very strange.
At first I thought he'd
just been working too hard.
I'll take this down.
But then I read his diary.
What did it say?
My suspicions were right.
Plans
are diabolical.
Right as rain in no time, lady.
And it's all on tapes.
And so you borrowed one of the tapes.
Don't take on
and
that
your brother.
Way.
We just don't know. We thought that they guessed he was becoming suspicious.
But how do you know? How do you ever really know?
I just locked him up.
But where?
Well, I gotta say, it's been fun, but I mean, there's only a limit to what flesh and blood can take. I'm as human as the next guy. I don't ask for special privileges or favors from anybody. I'm just trying to get along like you and you. An ordinary guy with an ordinary set of problems. But somehow, in some way, someone...
Rain or shine, fun and sun, reign supreme in this paradise where all your cares are forgotten.
Had to look at drugs at 8 o'clock in the morning. And so I turned into a frog, you know. Instead of a prince, they frogged me. And that's the way I've been on this so-called station ever since. I don't even know how, I don't know why, or wherefore. I really... can't take the shimmy, the wiggle, the pitch and the yaw of it and synthesize it all into something that coalesces in nice, clean, neatly slotted, easily ascertainable datum. One digital information that can be easily digested. But no, they have to throw the Webster's unaffiliated dictionary at me, hit me on the temples and cause a mild concussion, a subdural hematoma, all because I wouldn't knuckle under and toe the line, playing their own game of knuckle
crap. Why can't you be the K-Rob and get two big smiley stars at the station?
Another time. I can't do it now. In fact, I'm going to have to make my way homeward. But it's been great.
Yes,
to come in after
school ribbons.
First, I was doing the Joe Schmo show, and then I come over here and I do the Joe Blow show. I'm Joe Blow. It's my show. I'm not doing it, but it's my show.
Your secret that we are the night people at Family Radio. We're the people at night here when there are just a few of us.
Just a few, but more every year. And soon the world will be ours. Thank you. Okay, kids, that's it. I'm,
Yeah, it's time for a high-five living anyway. Just imagine if Babs Bendix would come in now at 3 a.m. Just like the old days. No, it's got 10 minutes here. She's just trying to horn in. I guess you better cue that up.
Okay. Well, let's see here.
Filmed in one of America's leading
newscasts. Spendoscope. The new miracle of the screen. 1-to-1 ratio. It's a big square, Daddy-O.
I couldn't tell if the sirens are real or just in the mix, so to speak.
Now turn up the RPM and watch the fun and feathers fly.
And the boys would all have to leave before the show could proceed.
Don't toss and turn all night with spiders in your hair. It's a brand new day on the radio. show for each and every one of your little... Oh, is this on? Yeah,
uh-oh,
exactly. They all get a new show. Hi, this is Dr. Hallendahl. I'm getting ready to pack up and go home. I'm taking my baseball glove and my cleats and going home because, frankly, this is a... Well, it's a little rich, too rich for my blood, if you ask me, and I don't care if you didn't. So let's put it in a nutshell. I want to explain just what it is that I like doing and what I don't like so much to do in one of these so-called radio programs. It's not even radio. It's this crazy thing on a computer. I have got enough to worry about. For West Coast films here in San Francisco. In those days, they didn't have anything like home video or Betamax or VHS or any of these modern inventions. No. So if you wanted to take home a movie, from where you had to take home a clanking, clattering 16-millimeter projector and a couple of heavy reels of film, then you could watch a movie of your choice at your home, projected on your living room wall.
Performance of Zenith.
Well, we took that perquisite and we watched many a movie in those old days, including...
Also tonight, the car and driver that went into San Francisco Bay were...
Jungle Moon Man.
Who are you? Who are you?
Society of people who are far cooler than you will ever be. And we're typing this all down into the Akashic Records right now. There will be a record in heaven. All these sheets gathered by the recording angel and bound into the heavenly congressional record. So bear with us just for a moment, and we'll be right with you.
The bomb!
Ah! Vector and gibberish, Agent
Delta. Signal one.
Until Thursday night.
In geosynchronous orbit.
I only know that it will signal the end of time.
Why? Spacewalk toward the.
Relapse to command monitor.
Bang.
Explosive center of the reactive. Nuclear motor. Whatever the trouble is, we don't know at the present time.
Bang.
We're going to have to examine it on site.
In the future, assured.
Demonstrations in New York, Paris, Tokyo, and London. This radioactive mass falls from the sky, it could mean the end of life for the rest of us.
40 years ago, I warned of it. 30 years ago, I warned of it. 20 years ago, I warned of it. It's here today. Crime, humanism, hedonism, pornography, profanity, one divorce for every two marriages.
Give me some.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with a poop dog hat.
We live in a world of thievery, of terror, of bombings, of international crime.
Well, that's a rather depressing, but I'm not going to contest
yes.
it.
The harvest.
The harvest?
Or kill me.
Corneous plate.
It's looking pretty poor here.
Well,
I guess you don't care that much.
No, I don't really care.
Did you hear me?
No,
okay.
Yeah, I hear you, but
because of your foolish
stupid show. Just,
I don't care a bit.
Wait.
Just get out of here.
And the result
I don't care.
Is
I don't
nothing,
care.
Nothing.
Yeah, no, nothing is
it
something.
It can't mean something.
Something is nothing. Something, nothing. Nothing.
Something.
Okay, no. Something
is right. That's the way it works out.
No mass, nothing that no
shows something. You nothing.
What?
Right.
Are
that's
we
the
to
score.
Say we
that's
came from
something
nothing to the present universe?
Yeah, who's this, keeping
who
score?
Who won the present
I don't
America?
Know. You don't know.
America. Okay, cool.
America? Well, America might be keeping score,
and
but
that's the world at large, folks. Brought to you by the Poop Dog Hat. Make
well, all right, everybody. I
the late night Poop Dog Hat roundup, and I believe
the story about the Poop Dog Hat.
It's time
hat
for me to be toddling on.
The show's ended once again, and this time you're really going to go when you hear the hit.
No, I have to do another one of these so-called shows
another
tomorrow.
Another Poop Dog Hat show.
I must go and wait. Rest.
They were just like us.
Where is it's
whose broad stripes
said
and bright stars through the perilous fight?
This joyous occasion.
Right.
Or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Yeah.
Stand up now.
Okay, here we are back.
Well, well,
Stars
well,
Spangled
really Poop
Dog
Hat.
I mean, he's going to say, what, man, these guys spent 90 minutes
no,
talking
no,
about
I know, but he doesn't know the show is ending.
Bob made sure I died again, and now I've been born the third time. Born twice.
So the rumors were true.
By the women. Is anybody listening out?
Anybody listening out?
No.
Get off the microphone.
Well, you know, to call people, masses of people,
seven, our system is not completed. We do so.
You haven't had any experience with the Mark 8 board at all.
So it is more important than anything to examine religions at all times and what they are telling us and what symbols they give us.
It looks like Hal and the kids are going, Gloriam. Nobody knows how dry I am.
Can't breathe.
One of the things I love about my role here at KPFA is I get to hear directly from you, our listeners. My name is Italina, Donor Relations Manager here at the station, and I get to hear things like, thank you for being here for our community. And we get to be here thanks to loyal listeners like you. So help us continue to be here by making a meaningful donation today. And know there is more than one way to donate. You can make a qualified charitable distribution from an IRA. You can donate stocks. You can even add KPFA as a beneficiary. Thank you for being really thoughtful about this. Thank you to our monthly sustainers and to our generous one-time donors. Donate at kpfa.org or email members@kpfa.org if you have a question about donating in other ways or if you'd like to increase your monthly donation. My name is Italina, here for Community Powered Radio, here for you.
KPFA's paid staff are a union. Hosts, producers, engineers, reporters, anchors, technical employees, phone room coordinators, event producers, trabajadores de instalaciones. We are part of Communications Workers of America, Local 9415, AFL-CIO. Because unity makes strength, and unions make great media. Together with KPFA's unpaid staff and volunteers and every one of you who donate, we make KPFA 94.1 FM in Berkeley, KPFB 89.3 FM in Berkeley, KFCF 88.1 FM in Fresno, and 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and kpfa.org.
Just a little snuggly piece of the
of pie. So drink up.
Free radio.
That's the greatest
and
radio
on the seventh day, God did not ever rest for the 5 days.
Hi guys, I need to know this really vital question about.
Well,
me as a chick, I'm not really sure what should be my focus.
So, well, you, like everybody
else.
So
I'm going to pause for a minute. I want to listen to your answer, so hang on.
Hang on?
Hang on.
Then how can I answer if I'm hanging on by my fingernails? Oh, I would.
How can you answer if you can't see my shoe size? Is that what you said?
I didn't say anything yet.
I don't think that's it.
I'm ready to answer.
I don't think that's relevant. I think
ma'am, you're getting a little bit excited.
No, no, there's no elephant in the equation. No, or a whale, as a matter of fact.
She'd be asking my underwear size.
Underwear,
and
that's
can
underwear.
I swallow my fist? I think it's
a question. Oh, dear. We had a slight technical problem here.
Sorry. All right, sorry.
Okay, a quick clowning around. I've got to try to answer the lady's question. What we need to do is...
I'm cracking myself up.
Yeah, I know.
Who needs a radio station? You can entertain yourself.
I met myself.
That's
somewhere.
The thing about radio.
I really like myself right now.
There you go.
It's
called Misha.
It's called amour propre. Yes, the love of self is important to have a positive self-image. But too much, too soon, and we call it
there's
the sin
much.
Of
I'm sorry
tried,
to be an idiot, the great but, sin you know, that's
that
just
all
who I
others
am.
Come from.
I'm being original.
Hey, you know, ma'am, I would be rather upset at watching Hal blithely avoid your question.
I'm not avoiding it. I'm ready to answer, but they have to focus on the locus and get some traction on the action. They have to get the lead out of their tread. I can't do it alone. Although I am here, standing by to answer your question or anyone's question.
And on the seventh day, God did not rest, as the Bible says.
Like a channel just dropped.
It depends on which God you're talking about, but that wasn't the subject under consideration.
She's right.
Well, there was a question. Let me see if I can even pick up the thread, because let's dispose of this particular question.
I think we would all like to see that.
Like to see what, my child?
That her.
Oh, I see. Well, all
like
one
to
needs to be
all?
Is a capable contortionist. And we know many of those. In fact, if you'll go to Puzzling Evidence TV, you can view contortionists of the distaff persuasion in action. But to skip back just a moment and answer the previous question about if you have a big nose, will you also have a large dingus? The answer to this question, and I think this will interest you particularly, is...
That's great, I haven't heard that.
People won't believe anything. No, this is really good.
If you hear it on the radio, it's true.
Stop me if you... Oh, all right.
You're all right?
Yeah, I guess so. That was just unexpected there. Yes.
It's so. Be really careful over there. That toilet. There's a toilet right in the floor there. And it just.
Wow, is this a self-perpetuating applause momentous moment?
Well, it could be, but realize that all sounds here in the course of any radio show are simply audio special
effects. I'm in love with her.
And
they're pigmentation.
No, she's real. She's real, God damn it. Digi Lady's real.
Hi,
there she is. Get him.
But are we?
No,
is
man.
Our life
reality's
no
crowded.
More than this? brute beasts contending for the gene pool's bliss.
So, oh, the gene pool's.
You know what's
polluted.
Really odd is that you'll be able to see this
Go
show on YouTube.
Your swine flu shot.
I guess
before
you're seeing it right now. You're not
you
seeing
breed,
me on YouTube.
And by all means, inoculate your young.
You can cure your swine of flu, but not from being infested by tiny demons that need to be exorcised by Jesus Christ, the Son of Man.
Are you
yes,
able to
the
remember?
Son of Man is merely a viral manifestation
but
God.
Jesus, the Jew, thought that it was sufficiently important to let all these pigs run over a cliff because they were hopelessly polluted by being inhabited by tiny imps or mini devils. So take that.
Well, you know, when you run over the fish like that at high speed, you begin a hydroplaning.
He's totally scattered, even more so than Jericho Reese. No, young man, I didn't say a fish. I said a cliff. And if you knew your Bible, as more young people should these days, you'd know the episode I'm referring to.
A
couple of times, Jesus was not all lovey-dovey and peaceful. He used his magic for destructive ends. Oh, it's the genital questioner. Good, I can go back to this answer.
Can I talk to you about my genital health?
But I thought it wasn't about yours, but about a hypothetical individual with a large schnozola. Well, okay. All right. We'll talk about yours. Proceed.
We're always polite about that. No.
To say otherwise would be to suggest, against the canon of accepted religious law, that there is any spot, in this case, a sweet spot inside you, where God was not. This, of course, is blasphemy, although I am not one who believes in Bible stories. The last answer applies to this one, too. The answer is yes, there is a correlation. And any correlation can be made on a graph with the proper and appropriate ordinant and abscissa. Nonetheless, within certain statistical parameters, a clear correlation can be seen. And why should this be surprising? If one is large, one has large parts. If one's parts are large, but one's corpus is small, one will evidence this in a fractal fashion throughout the entire phenotype, the body shape itself. But how important is this to you? Could I even tell you that someone in this studio right now has shoes so large that they are non-standard?
She's on to the next question.
All right. They ask these questions and they never listen to the answers. But let's take the next question. Now what's this one about? Whoops. We seem to have lost that one. All right. Well, let's go back to radio telescopes of the future. They're going to show us what's out there in the outer envelope of the universe.
Hi.
Hi. Did you
Whether
you're will take you by the hand and lead you to radio.
The cheese in the middle and the pickle.
Again, Hal, I need to know, should I list in my Craigslist ad my height to width relationship? Do you think that would help me get dates?
It would help you get a certain type of date. You might want to try the experiment, but otherwise,
sex jerk.
You have to realize you might have to discourage unwanted attention.
Subgenius sex hurt. Yeah.
To come out of your cave is always to risk abduction by a pterodactyl. That's a very old saying. But nonetheless, life demands that you make some sort of risk. In this case, in requesting certain physical conditions for an idealized mate.
What color it is when it's fully engorged?
I guess we're stuck with that.
Well, if you feel poetically gifted enough to do justice to this subject, I say go for it. Jump off the high dive, but leave your wheelchair behind.
It sounds a lot like Chaos McKitty, even though I know it's not.
It's not.
I know.
Let me settle that for you. It's not Chaos McKitty.
I don't. Okay, hang up.
But what of the severe problem of the thaw of the Siberian permafrost? I don't know if we're considering that, and it may affect everyone on this planet.
Is this under related video?
Does it matter that I've had children?
So we're playing the commercials, but you're only playing 10 seconds of the commercials at a time.
Yeah.
That's great.
Because then you can link it up later on your
fulfilling
on, window
our obligation
really
to the gods of radio.
Hey, cool. This is the part where we fly over the parking lot, too, at Raleigh Studios.
So the only question remaining is, was my answer heard? Because people are asking me questions and then talking over my answers. But still, I'm attempting to serve in my capacity on the Ask Dr. Hal radio show. And anyone who calls can ask me a question. Whether or not such a person cares to hear my answer has yet to be proven. But let's not give up yet. Yeah, San Francisco's alternative radio, not fake alternative radio like you know who. Let's see. When the next caller comes, will we have a question about the areas once covered by snow and ice, which reflect heat from sunlight encroaching plant life, now altering this reflective effect? Or should we discuss full-strength stem cells and how they may add...
I don't want that on the quiz. That's
too hard. Okay. All right. Well, we want to keep everybody happy. No stem cells for you. How about water-loving cats? You know, not all cats shun water. They like them. Tigers will dive to the bottom of a swimming pool to get a piece of meat. And even your friendly tabby cat.
It's amazing how many cats there are that have a good time with water.
Well, fishing cats dive right in to catch prey, even though cats are famous for their aversion to water. There is a wild species found across Asia and Indonesia that doesn't mind getting wet. In fact, these spotted stocky felines, which are about twice as large as typical house cats, prefer to be close to the water, making their homes near bubbling rivers, streams, and marshes. In the name...
Oh, baby. It's boxy.
Fishing cat. That just means the cats fish for their meals. They sit by the water, they tap their paws.
That's where I want to
And they
live.
Create ripples, which resemble insect movements.
That's all I want. You
to
know,
lure their prey.
Down at one end,
and fish come closer and closer,
smoky ambience
swimming
that place.
Up toward the top of the pool. When all is still,
the room's like
and the cat
five-story
sits
high.
Perfectly still and by the water side. But as soon as that foolish fish pokes his head out of the water to see what's going on, in
okay.
a lightning flash, the cat pounces, grabs the fish in its jaws.
It just
and these fishing cats use their webbed front paws to scoop small grub.
Anyway, I'm watching Blade
frogs
Runner,
frogs and snails out of the water.
Hey, caller, I'm watching Blade Runner. I hope this is important.
They will dive right in to grab large fish and birds.
Side note.
Yes.
Side note.
Yes,
next.
What is that side note?
Audio there? Side note.
Did you like the part about cats with fish? For catfish?
That people are listening.
Yes?
The audience is listening. All that's sexy night.
Yeah, the audience is listening, but will
Did
they
Did she finish her question?
The,
was that it?
From the answer, that is the question. But we are here to take questions. So please ask a personal question now. No question too personal. I will discuss things that make me and everyone who hears me uncomfortable. If that is your type of entertainment. But otherwise, you know, remember these... Fishing cats should be an example to all of us because they overcome their...
Why don't you tell them how the Transformers hid among the women?
But I didn't see either of those movies. It's even hard to tell the good robots from the bad robots. They all look the same. They're big clanking things with a million appendages. Unlike these neat and beautiful water-loving cats who look sort of like your typical house cat, except they're twice as big.
Now, go ahead now with...
A question which has not yet been adequately answered is,
your question.
Is it possible to train these kitties to be domesticated? And then you could have a cat as large as a fairly good-sized dog, and yet it would be more or less of the same type as the common tabby cat. And it would have webbed feet and be able to jump into the sea and swim and swim and swim in ponds and puddles to paddle in the bathtub and meow appealingly from the hot tub. Yes, this is all possible.
The sound of the city, the sounds that are heard in San Francisco.
Best damn city in the world.
Did you know... The common swift, found in areas of Europe, Asia, and Africa, rarely lands. It can eat and even mate while flying. And that's what we're trying to do. We're answering your questions on the wing.
And I, Dr. Howland Owl, will answer any question. Remember, this should be taken advisedly. Do not waste your question on frivolity and foolish frippery. Oh, yeah, here's one. Dear Dr. Hal, you said you had gout. Was this from smoking too much weed? Well, that is so wrong because obviously smoking weed has nothing to do with gout, a condition which is dietary in cause.
Can you see the audience from where you're from?
I can see the first couple of rows very vaguely, but these strong lights in my eyes, I can't really see. However, there is a plant known as gout weed, an invasive plant, in fact, a native originally to Europe and northern Asia, but now it has penetrated the U.S. Gout weed is crawling across our land. It gets its scientific name, Egopodium podagiana, from podagia, the Greek word for gout.
Can you say that on this?
I already have. You see, you'll notice podagia, P-O-D, is the first three words. Well, it is sad. If you have gout, you will be sad because the slightest touch on your swollen foot produces irritable flashes of pain. Wow. You see, P-O-D is pod. In other words, like ped, like foot. Gout in San Francisco and everywhere else often is located in the feet. But it is said that monks in the Middle Ages used this plant, the common gout weed, also known as ground elder or bishop's elder, to treat the disease of gout. And so, in one of those neat circles, it comes back like
so
that
what you're
serpent
saying is we have to do a
bites
helicopter
the end
shot
of its
the bones
on
top of the mountain.
All right, simmer down. San Francisco. The Pitcairn Islands, located in the South Pacific, have a population of 48 humans.
We've only got two more hours to get it right.
They make up the smallest country recognized by the U.S. government on this earth.
Which earth?
Earth 1. That
okay,
is this
all right, I'm just making notes.
Unless
here.
You're a subgenius.
I bet this is on the quiz. I'm sure this is going to be
if you're a subgenius, you know it has to be Earth 2.
Oh, you told this audience it's a Bedag's Day?
This came out several years ago that according to, if you're a really hardcore subgenius, and if you're that idiotic, you have to...
A trigger message for sleepers. Must fight influence.
Hook you.
Must fight influence.
Hook you.
Must fight influence.
Hook you into
must
it.
Continue. Show.
But,
it's getting hard to know.
Okay, I turned it down for, wait, let me watch.
It doesn't matter much to
well, I think now we have matters balanced
to,
a little
get
bit.
Off now,
ladies and germs, this is the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on Puzzling Evidence Radio, and I'm your boastful host, Dr. Howland Owl, in the cool gray city of love. High above the pulsating heart of San Francisco's Mission District.
And you might notice the Pope himself has named himself after us.
Well, that's just because someone must follow where bold innovation leads.
Well, we are both named after the same man, so I would expect a Pope to visit San Francisco.
That may happen. I remember when a previous Pope arrived, I saw his Pope mobile going down Geary Street at high rate of speed with him standing up inside the bulletproof square. But at least I got to see that, huh?
Well, that's good.
Why was he speeding?
That's the question. You'd think he'd go slow, but he's really zipping along, and yet he's standing up. And it's
must have been
kind of
scary to be Pope then to have to go riding around like that.
I'd love to have.
Surely, if you were favored of God, no mere auto accident could.
Well, no, he got shot riding around in that thing.
Well, the bulletproof glass is to prevent that from happening. Of course, today the Republicans have made it legal to own bullets as large as bananas. And you can fire
that's
those
what you're gonna need
through
you wanna shoot
the papal enclosure.
Well, but we're not recommending this, though. The
not
Dr.
at all.
Hal Show does
we've
not.
Got a saintly pontiff in the Vatican now, and so it would be pointless to remove him, doesn't it, these days?
Oh, there we go.
Yes.
I thought it just takes gravity and a horrible mistake in space.
And comedy.
and 3D glasses.
What's the deal with gravity? Everyone loves gravity. I offer them a ride home, and they
3D. In 3D.
We have quite a quorum here on the Ask Dr. Hal show at this point. Yes. We've got puzzling evidence. We've got Michael Peppy, Bubba Free Imho Pep. We have Rusty Rebar. And we have astronomer royal to the Ask Dr. Hal show, Pete Goldie.
Let's give ourselves
a veritable five fingers of fate.
Let's give each other a half of a reach around.
Yes.
That's the sound of one hand clapping. Then I'd rather not.
I'm trying to think of five
what I
things
sound like
that
on the radio.
Well, there's no point in that. Obviously, nothing could be more fascinating than the conversation which we are capable of having. So, thinking of something
is
pointless
exercise. In fact, so frighteningly interesting, we better not even attempt it.
Also, there's the problem of whatever we mention on the radio comes into being, which has caused us trouble in the past.
That's a problem.
What, like Lathe of Heaven?
Yes, or Nuclear Holocaust.
Or everything more ever simple, opined simply. By Glenn Beck? Is that where all the what he talks about, we're dying.
No, then, it's money that causes Glenn Beck to come into being.
Earthquake. However, we can cause an earthquake into being.
Yeah, but let's not do that or use the E word in any context, or lest we be blamed should one occur.
As we approach October 17th.
And what's so all-fired significant
about the earthquake?
Oh. Let me get out of your way.
Do radio? Play? Perform on radio?
I'm missing an important... And you get, as a souvenir, a specially crafted Ask Dr. Hal question slip and envelope. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. The show will be scintillant, and we will raise our eyes to the stars. Yes. And now, everyone, I wish to present our...
Been awarded.
Open this up, please. I'm questioning...
Well, open it up. Yes.
I'm questioning what's in
yes.
there.
Yes. Easy
to
do.
The Nobel Peace.
And we pull out a piece of Nobel ordnance.
2013 really, has been awarded like to...
I can do it. Okay. Are you ready for that?
Hal Harold Harry Robbins.
Oh, that's not
BSQ.
It's sort of like breaking an ampule to wake up someone.
What is this?
My carefully constructed
pain. All that work. Great. For nothing.
Grown,
air quotes.
And
grown.
Now I groan at seeing my careful handiwork all sheared.
Here, look, I'll tell you what, I'll save half. Look, you can have that back.
Wait.
I'm going to be like Emmett Kelly,
put this away.
Mm. Well, anyway, it's a necessity, the mother of invention. Don't worry. You will before long. So there's no point in whining and nagging.
I'm just curious.
Under this intense level of bombardment, it's difficult to keep the show going.
The volcanoes, the earthquakes.
Have you seen the government shutdown?
Thank you very much. We're going to soldier through this crisis.
Did you see the program, the ten most important ways humanity will extinct itself?
No. All at the same time?
Entertaining PBS.
Sounds hilarious.
Using radio?
Yeah, using a computer, CGI, and so on.
Yes, CGI is how humanity will exterminate itself.
I destroyed myself years ago with computers.
That's what I was thinking.
So over that.
Now, the nuclear holocaust was a third, I think, global
warming. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
One.
Yes, nuclear holocausts can be habit-forming. That's why we don't want to have them.
Man-made whole galaxy.
Now, of course, our the fact that Pakistan is developing its long-range rockets.
Yes.
Certainly be an ember in every thoughtful person's pipe in this great.
Try that.
The number five, most dangerous threat of mass extinction is physics experiments, which are, they declare
accelerating
to be,
particles. They might get the wrong two particles to click.
Well, it's this idea that small black holes, small black holes are created, and they create tremendous thousands of these high energy experiments every day. And they may create these microscopic black
Not
holes.
Every day. They have downtime during the winter because they have to use the electricity.
Sometimes, twice on Sunday.
Obnoxious.
I was surprised. They made number five, though. They were ahead of global warming, I think.
And the killer whales.
I think someone's downstairs. Yeah. Did anyone ever close the gates? I think we left them wide open to the shambling crowds of the undead down there.
Walking in.
Yeah, they can come bumbling and stumbling up, but there's nothing to stop them. The gates are wide open. They're slow moving. You can
avoid
them for a while. They just always get you in the end.
All right, enough time's gone by. I'm going to share a little wine with Hal. No one else.
Careful. We might need that thing to fight for our lives. You don't need to lift it. Just move the hose around, hoser. There you go. This is some wine, I must say. Very strongly flavored.
Delicious.
Yeah, it's from Safeway.
Oh, that's... I thought you were talking about this.
Hey, speaking of meat, since Rusty's here, we bought some fried...
Wow! Wine is a mucker. Strong drink is raging.
None for anyone else. None.
Combusted moose!
Some signature cafe, deli, hot deli, fried chicken wings from last Friday.
Psychedelic.
And we cut into it before, like, biting into it. Right. It was like bloody raw chicken inside. Inside the beautifully browned, deep-fried skin.
That's a famous burnt raw recipe.
Just cut them up like regular chicken.
That's right. You know, these chickens...
That's poisonous.
They're
that's
probably not all frozen. Let's throw them in the fryer. You
that's
know,
a
whatever.
Serious crime.
Yeah. Frozen in the Arctic ice cap for millions of years.
I reported them to their ethics department.
These Archaeopteryxes found themselves, through a bizarre chain of circumstances, to a local grocery store.
Were you thanked for your good citizenhood of pointing out that they were selling...
Oh, no, I didn't put it on Facebook or anything. I'm only spreading the word now. That poisonous chicken.
Well, was it Foster Farms?
You should put it on Facecraft.
Because they're the ones in trouble, for the salmonella.
Good question.
Thing.
Don't know. But the it was scary in this.
At salmonella's mom and pop market.
Bloody chicken.
If you'd ever been anywhere near where chickens are raised,
bloody
go
chicken
into that
flourished
meal.
Over us.
Have you ever done that?
I worked at a chicken ranch.
Them chickens wrong.
Were they mistreated?
The chickens
were mistreated. Yeah. So were the workers.
Ah.
So, chicken workers of the world.
It was a typical chicken ranch in Nevada. Yeah, it was.
That's not the Mustang Ranch, folks.
No,
that's different. They are very well treated, I'm sure.
No, this was
they
this
probably
a chicken
have
ranch.
They have a lot of Wellbutrin, OxyContin.
Yes, they have all that. And a pension.
Here we are only reflecting the hideous face of life and the universe itself by ensuring unfairness to all those chickens.
Look, I won't go.
I remember the Gnome King.
Gnome
I remember
saying,
his many sayings. The thing about him
and
was...
And somebody else says, note your saying.
He was terrified of eggs. The Gnome King.
Note your saying.
I never used
being
to like
Japanese.
The Deviled Egg Society of Japan.
I never used to like corned beef hash, but Doug turned me on to them.
That was a comfort.
Corned beef hash, like that's a good thing. Like
I
boiled cabbage, you can't get enough
but
of
them. But the problem is
your mom didn't make that?
We should give him a technical advisor fee.
Let's see.
Undescending technical.
Let's give them deviled eggs.
Many are called, but few are chosen.
For them to cross
and the trick of picking chicken is picking what chicken to pick.
only to be hit on the head with rotten oranges.
Hauser took his last extended trip in August. His destination was the Grand Canyon, one of the few places he had yet to visit.
Really? Wow. He was late getting to the Grand Canyon.
He got as far as the Hoover Dam.
Overcome with emotion.
Which, Obama, you mean?
Hillhauser never went to the Grand Canyon. He only got to the
He drew his last breath at the
on
dam.
On the show. But I'm sure he visited it.
The work of man stymied him.
He never made that. It's not in California. His show was all about California.
The work of God.
California,
the greatest thing in the world.
I didn't see him doing shows outside of California.
Back to the starting gun.
Grand Canyon is the most beautiful place in the world.
Flowers and
The holiest, most sacred place.
Why, are you from Arizona or something?
No.
Arizona, here I come. No. What's their song? It was corned beef hash with a fried egg.
Yeah, we would give you all the facts, but we're just recalling what we know.
You know what? Suddenly I have this horrible desire to ask a question. Why isn't there a K-Rob moment on the Ask Dr. Hal show anymore?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's up to K-Rob, and we might K-Rob. Have to... do it.
I think K-Rob is the only one that owns crack. He doesn't want to share it.
Love crack, something so basic he should bring like that. It in and we'll do it up.
It's no longer.
Do you have a dollar for that
Someone
question?
Has to pay for it.
$5.
No, someone has to pay if we want crack. Oh. Stay tuned for the crack. Somebody has to buy it.
Oh dear.
Forget it then.
And also, you're
Let's charge $5 for the show for our crack.
Sure. A dog that turned into a communist, so it was, right. It was important.
Well... And it
better fed than red.
Yeah, it also just is completely normal. Everything else is totally normal. So it's
but that's
quite
the
acceptable.
Genius of it. Normal. Because the best way to create a story of this type is to make sure that all other details are believable and have only one thing that outrages the norm.
Right.
That's where all the modern ones are wrong, because they're using all their money to pile wonder upon wonder on the screen.
Without a real point.
Well, yes, the point is to show what they can do with
basically,
the special effects.
Right, Hitchcock would always have some central point or idea.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought they passed it. The break is only maybe 4 or 5 seconds. So it's just a break.
Prepare for subliminal puzzling evidence. Information burst, squirt. Thank you. Now return to your scheduled program.
Brief sign that's too fast to even read.
Horrible. Horrible.
Who cares anyway?
Most horrible.
Aside from which, all the German shows are always about either technological things or just cars.
And now we return you to our afternoon snoozer movie, Face of the Screaming Werewolf. That's one I used to watch
like
in Tucson, Arizona. They used to show packages of Mexican monster movies in Tucson, Arizona back in the 60s. And the thing about them is not that they have the greatest production values, but they seem permeated by a sense that the people who made the movies actually believe that these monsters do exist.
Yeah.
Air of superstitious dread hangs over their poorly made sets, costumes, and acting. You also, at that time, you'd watch it in the middle of the night at 2 a.m., so that would add
scary.
To,
oh, yeah. Well, it's nothing like late-night movies would be scary.
Let me mention just one of these to you, which you probably remember, called Bubba Free Imho Pep.
Perhaps greatest of all. It's the only one they haven't done yet.
Well, where are you getting your information?
Sergeant Fury.
Is there a Michael Pepe movie?
Think so. Not that I know of.
Okay, think they aren't going to do that.
Yeah, no, well, but...
Bubba Free Imho Pep.
Is the most amazing and mysterious...
Yes, and that's why they're not going to do it.
Remarkable of all...
He's a magician, he's a wizard who is like a stoner, actually, who travels through other dimensions and...
It's ecumenical to say.
He's a great guy, but they're never going to make a movie about him.
He's a magician, a sorcerer who can cast
spells.
He's
burlesque in the puzzling evidence. Shows they have a hilarious caricature of. Think he might be the last one to appear. Unless you hear otherwise, There's gold to be made from mining these characters.
Sure, hey, we're done with the Burning Man music, right? We're done with it?
Yes, absolutely.
No more Burning Man.
I was already
the throb.
But I don't know why they wouldn't, because this is a very mystical era. It is after the New Age. there's plenty of people who will go in for spells, channeling, witchcraft.
Yes, having their palm read.
Aleister Crowley, etc., etc. And they would
and Edgar Casey at the bat.
Yes, and they would believe in Dr.
Armour. Live on Puzzling Evidence. Yes, they would, because they are too feeble-minded to exercise the power of imagination.
That's right. But, you know, they believe in Spider-Man and Avengers and in everything else. So
a certain portion of the credulous public do and always have, like the owl hoots who used to fire their revolvers at the villain on the movie screen. But this is by no means what everybody thinks or the way everybody reacts.
Are able to make the distinction there.
Yes, it was a terrible thing. Frightful. Awful.
Right. It's like in the
wept for my country when I recollected that God is just.
Yes.
Male and female created he them. For are we anything more than dust motes? Other radio stations have delay, but here, for the time being, we do not.
Get it straight.
And so you're actually listening, if you're listening at the present time, in a congruent time frame. So rare for radio listeners. But a special privilege that our Etherettes and Rocket Rookies have, who are fervent fans of the Ask Dr. Hal radio program.
It's taken years for us to develop the technology just to get to you directly, live. Well,
let's go into the dark room and see what develops.
The air is electric with possibilities.
Think of the other people who might be listening and writing reports. It really charms
many
my
reports
heart.
Reports will be written about.
Please don't write me up. I couldn't even find the logbook the last time.
There'll be so many reports written about just what's happening.
Yes, I had another report.
Moment of liveness.
Loud report.
Now
it's all being stored, so if they want to play it back and listen to it, they can anytime.
Everything is
holy
stored.
Playback. Yeah, everything is stored.
Everything is stored. Most of it is at Wellman's house in his computer.
Yes, you've seen all those. So
he has stored almost everything in the universe. There's a little bit left.
One electromagnetic pulse ought to take care of that.
Such as
at least
the
diversifying.
Black holes that are being created.
Anyway, someone has to keep the threads in hand.
The threads of life, yes. You mean the seven sisters?
Well, you just don't want to snarl them all up. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but what
you
do they call?
Keep the seven sisters? I know of three sisters.
I'm sorry, the three.
The three sisters
the fates,
known as the Norns.
We weave the fate
seven
of humanity.
Seven sisters is a series of peaks in Colorado.
But in the fate, you know.
How about this? A John Le Carre character called Memory. It's like, well, Memory heard
Johnny
about
Johnny Mnemonic.
Yes.
Memory. That's sort of an elusive thing.
A character
Sergeant
called Memory.
Oh.
No, it's a person, a character.
Dr. Memory.
In it.
Read me Dr. Memory.
No.
Dr. Memory. I don't know.
Are you Dr. Memory? Or are
he forgets.
I'm not Dr.
Magnetic.
But, well, there's so many doctors.
Yeah, I'm getting sick of that,
the doctors,
too. Only real doctors can use it from now on.
Doctors,
the rule.
Doctors
at least
science.
You have to have some sort of doctorate.
Right.
Tesla, the guy that did the Tesla coil, what did he call himself?
Tesla.
No, then there's someone else called
the
himself
the idea.
Tesla. Doctor,
Dr. Idea.
Don't you remember him? No.
The Tesla coil was created by Armand Tesla.
Einstein. No,
how about Count?
At Burning Man.
Oh, you're talking about Dr. Megavolt.
Megavolt.
Everyone remembers Dr. Megavolt.
Remarkable Steve Austin.
Unfortunate about that.
That's the best Mr. Doctor that I've ever heard.
Yeah, he was. an electrifying presence on the playa.
And like 127,000 volts of electricity pour from his hands.
Macho about electricity than anybody we've seen.
It was amazing.
Was he eventually killed by electricity?
And when he wasn't blasting himself with the juice, he was on the constant megaphone talking about how wonderful and great
he was.
Dr. Megavolt was.
Right. he had the power. I mean, would you like get near him?
To get near him, you might get struck by a stray bolt or
something. Well,
exactly.
It's like pure ego.
They can leap across a distance that might surprise you.
Pure ego and pure energy.
So there were no accidents? He simply retired
I really don't know. I don't know about his case.
Well, you've been there
maybe
every year.
He's still there. Maybe he's still there. What about that? He's still there. Could be.
He's probably special parties only.
Maybe
that's the inner theme camp.
Sometimes you burn very intensely and brightly at Burning Man.
The gates
you
don't have to
keep it up for the long haul.
Miss an electrostatic rush like that, or whatever you call it.
Well, you've got a lot of stuff now that kind of overshadows it.
Really?
Giant flame spouting octopus with eyeballs popping in and out and so forth that everyone loves.
Was that a flaming lotus thing?
It travels all around and it makes brighter blasts of fire than any of the other art vehicles coming out the end of the tentacles
along the infinite corridors of time.
Well, that's huge industry now, right? Dragons, there's a whole dragon festival.
There's all sorts of levels of cheapness and crap in dragons.
Oh my god.
And you can expect it to continue.
It's the remix, baby!
Finally, it'll
hard
be just
again to pull it.
Everybody loves Burning Man. Welcome to Burning Man 2013.
Yeah, did anything happen there? The
MIR.
No. Okay, moving on.
The 16th was a golf game.
Was there? I don't know. I didn't
Folks are having decompression in L.A.
Hal went this year. Was it fun?
Yes, it was fun. There were stressful moments, but yes, it was
this
fun.
Sunday, isn't it here?
Wasn't it fun, Rusty? Didn't you find it fun?
It always finds me and says it's fun, yes.
Wow, put him on the spot.
It's
a lot like Disneyland.
You tend to remember just the highlights, and the highlights are generally fun.
On Earth or
just
else.
Like any,
how about the giant flame
If you're not having a good
octopus.
Time, you're probably having a really,
that
really unbelievably
signals,
bad one.
Symbolizes fun to many. There's always a crowd chasing
the trouble you went to
after
have that
in adoration.
Time.
There's a high and a low. You know,
I went to have
the
perfect
cheese
moment.
In the middle and the
no
pickle on top.
It. It's the yin and the yang, and
Man the alpha and omega.
Yes,
it's true. You get that with a lot of things, but Burning Man especially because you have to go through so much to get through it.
Threading the needle.
People will ask you when you get there, besides welcome home, is, you know, how's your burn, dude? And I'm like, well, I burned it all getting here. You know, it's like getting into low Earth orbit. The amount of effort and expense.
It's so hard to get
in. Why? What happened? You lost your stuff or something?
No, it's just to go to Burning Man.
It's just hauling it all up there. And then bringing it back.
It's a monumental effort to get into the place.
Easy is back because it's all downhill. But when you have to get up over the Sierra with your...
Yes.
You're going to spend hundreds of
the metaphor has been pointed out repeatedly. It's really an amazing... Every time you do it, it's like, can you get over the hill and haul your ass there?
But it spills out.
And then the whole
out,
thing in reverse.
Spills out for miles along the road,
Sisyphean.
Causing the highway patrol to... be infuriated and you're stuck in a huge line, you know,
it's
when you're even outside Gerlach.
For hours.
Yes.
No exit. It's totally existential.
Hey, you know what? I know that Mark Zuckerberg came in on a helicopter.
Of course. It blew dust up the nostrils of everyone else at Burning Man. As Zuckerberg's private luxury copter landed, creating
a
huge billowing. A radical self-reliance. Zuckerberg himself put up his own tent, a new high-tech model which you just fling out and pop.
Then the storm
automatically erects itself.
He wasn't going to sleep in the RV. I find that really hard.
I don't think he spent a night there. I don't know why he put up a tent. Unless pitching a tent means something else.
Special rental, Larry Harvey RV.
Harvey.
There's an app for that.
From Harvey's Casino and Burning Man Lodge.
It's Mayor Colonel Larry Harvey now.
Mayor Colonel?
In charge of the martial law of Burning Man to the future.
Oh, good. Oh, well, I'm sure he'll be able to keep security.
Really, they have a problem of crowd control.
There are private security guards for the special people.
There's every kind of guard and every kind of law over the place.
Wait, BM hires
not BM.
Security? The LB.
Have their own security, they also have to have these others there.
Celebrities. Well, the police.
Yes.
They pay the police to be there.
And the state police.
They have to pay them, right.
And maybe the federal police.
And firemen because on duty at all times.
State or federal? I guess it's... Is it federal or state property?
It's BLM, from the state federal. Police that they are called.
Have to deal with, yeah. So, but it's also federal property.
But they're
too.
Not from the local area. They're from other parts of the state and not likely to be sympathetic to the
local people. Right. Oh, my God, people really don't like it.
You don't want to get busted in Nevada. Oh,
Reno loves it.
No, you don't. And travel like further and further on, as you move forward, threading the needle, you see on either side of the road sad cases of people who didn't make it, RVs that are tilted over, or cops and dogs... tossing somebody's stuff, and you creep on.
Legs ripped off and eaten.
Have to go through an endless forest of concession stands from people trying to make money off it. I'm talking about in the town before you ever
it's
even
so
get out to the desert.
Now.
Oh, really?
You have to go through that little town.
Yeah, they're going to get medieval on your ass. San Francisco.
Well, what about maybe she could perform Mata Hari?
Well, you have to take that up with her.
You know, they already have their act determined, and they're not actually looking for suggestions at this point as how to reformat it.
No, that's been deactivated.
Sorry.
Careful of this. There we go.
Well, I suppose that no one would be interested in continuing in the old-fashioned method of combustion and
ashes. Well, I could turn it on. I could just hit a button here. We actually see the technology is so perfected that simply you press a button. And
that sure is high tech.
But I should wait till a light is on, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you when it comes up there. You'll hear it over the PA system.
Now they've just got to do the Doctor Strange movie.
Being a micro-celebrity. She had a whole bit about being really small.
Yes, I know what it is to be secretly famous.
Secretly
the same thing
famous.
She was complaining about.
No, to be I think I'm a
considered
master.
A micro-celebrity. How would you like to have that on your tombstone?
In the future, that's better than nothing.
That's true. At least you get a little publicity there. No such thing.
Maybe.
Celebrity is measured in microns.
So, you know, the main thing is that when they put your name in the Google search engine, something comes up besides somebody else.
Yeah. They put your name up and it says, you know.
It's really annoying. It's all about some other person who has your name.
And you don't even like them. You don't even like their shtick and hear your name's attached to it.
Yeah, we don't have time today to cover all of these subjects again.
How about Hedy Lamarr?
Yeah, they're
the
inventor
of
cell phones.
Yeah, well,
cell phone tower concept. Anyway,
she was not an inventor. She was inventing. Yeah, that's so cool.
That's amazing.
The world's
any girl can be glamorous. All you have to do is stand still and look stupid.
The vanished years return.
That was a Hedy Lamarr quote.
The earth doth like a snake renew her winter weeds outworn. But actually, she invented stuff during the Second World War. Hedy Lamarr, who also appeared in the nude in Gustav Mahgati's astonishing film Ecstasy, the sensation of pre-war Europe. After she came to Hollywood, she starred with Bob Hope in a series of disgusting comedies. No, I'm not sure that.
No,
is
that's
true.
Not true.
Oh, okay, good. Thank God. I'm glad that didn't happen.
No,
well,
she was pretty. She was very.
How about
very,
Samson and Delilah? Wasn't she Delilah to Victor Mature Samson? She was delightful. Delilah. Delightful. Yes.
Or Nancy Kovac dancing.
She was the inventor of frequency hopping. That's what it was.
Is that like the Lindy
Hop? Eddie Lamar's.
More frequently.
That was the precursor to the cell phone. To cell phone towers being able
to
drive between them and frequency hopping. Yeah, she quit school at age 16 and got a job working for director Max Reinhardt.
That's right. And originally, her name was Heidi Keisler. But in Hollywood, she became Hedy Lamarr.
Ecstasy was a Czech film.
That's a Czech, as in Czechoslovakian. It was not a chick flick. The young men liked it, though. And then her husband attempted to buy up all prints of the embarrassing film, which showed his wife making love and having them destroyed. In this, he was unsuccessful. And the film can probably be seen today on the internet, though I haven't looked, but everything can.
When she was 20, she married a man 30 years her senior who was an arms merchant selling munitions to Germany.
Yes, he sold munitions for the coming war. And he was the one who attempted to make that purchase.
He was pretty dominant. She had to escape by drugging her maid. Eddie knew
bores of guns, calibers of projectiles, and all of it, and synthesized it into valuable technology used in the submarine warfare, which characterized the Second World War, particularly its early years.
Neither she nor Anthill were scientists, but one afternoon she realized, we're talking and changing frequencies all the time. At that moment, the concept of frequency hopping was born.
They
used a player piano, using a modified player piano role in both the torpedo and the transmitter. The changing frequencies could also be in sync. A constantly changing frequency cannot be jammed.
Everything but the kitchen sink.
So his concepts came from the player piano. Her concepts came from the weaponry, machinery, which she'd become familiar with. So what a great marriage there.
The Chinese launched a satellite, I think, is what happened, or a couple of months ago. So they now control the airwaves.
Dr. Science has left the room, so we don't have any rebuttal for these
videos. No, go on, yeah, Michael Pepe. This is most interesting. Please continue.
We're left with no answers, as we are before God, with no answers as to why anything is the way it is. But on the other hand, how often do you get to wonder with reverb like this?
It makes wondering much more worthwhile.
Oh.
Yes, in an echo chamber of people who agree with you.
Yes.
Or if they don't, at least they have the decency not to say so.
Hello, friend. I didn't hear that, actually.
Well,
you can't.
You can hear someone's heart beating, so you know they care.
Yes, well, let's try it.
And now, let's continue with the last of the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on Puzzling Evidence Radio, featuring Pete Goldie, Rusty Rebar, Michael Pepe, and Puzzling Evidence. I'm Dr. Howland Owl.
It feels really good to be back from the break, Reverend Al.
The brink, you say?
No, the break.
Oh, the brink. The break.
The break that we had was such a long...
You've got to put the brakes on sometime. All right. Simmer down. Now, look.
We're all back now. We all ran away for a while.
Well, then, stand up for yourself. Be proactive. Shoulders back. Thumbs along the seams of the trousers.
And what are the... You mean to say costumed superheroes are given awards for their costumes?
They're given awards for something or other. I just work there. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right, Michael. They're not real superheroes.
I had read it out.
I'm thinking they're like the L.A. guys.
There's a guy dressed like Gumby. I get him an award.
They're not going to get an award for saving the planet.
No, nobody's doing that. In fact, they're harming the planet by an increased heat signature and destroying the tranquility with the endless throbbing music that... You thought you escaped by not being at Burning Man. Now it's back and it's coming at you from every direction.
Wow.
Then,
Heaven smiles and faiths and empires gleam like wrecks of a dissolving dream.
Why wasn't I there?
Bedtime return.
Well, not during the show, but in about 10 minutes.
Yes, there will be a resurgence, and earlier time will be reestablished once again.
Prepare for subliminal puzzling evidence radio program. Information burst. Squirt.
You see, on this show, you're always in an action-packed movie. Things happen.
Thank you. Now return to your scheduled programming. And you're listening to the Ask Dr. Hal show live on radio.
Well, there is no Soviet Union anymore, so we've vanquished them. Thank
you.
All right. You see, on this show, you're always in an action-packed movie.
And there's always parking.
Anything could happen. Well, you
there's always parking.
It would be interesting to have some kind of
puzzling evidence show, and this was offered as a gag,
right?
And now reality once again has
already
caught up to what was a silly jape back then, just a few short years ago.
Very few short years, and I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I mean, but it's apparently they do pay attention.
I'm sure a lot of humans would like the puzzling evidence channel on too, because it's unthreatening and you know, cute and everything.
And I don't think they're necessarily the pampered ones, in that if you think of it, it's just a channel, I suppose. How much does a channel cost for a month to rent? $1 a month, or I don't know.
Well, and what you require is what we call an adapter in the radio business.
Yeah, they're
you want both channels, do you? I'll ask the front office about that. Perhaps we'll see if in time that may be granted.
Call customer service.
She doesn't even have the number of this.
Now
you've got one that
your hearing is important to us.
We
please stand by.
Can take phone calls here at the Ask Dr. Hal show, but on the other hand, they're mostly more trouble than they're worth and interrupt the flow of show.
That's one of the things a great show does, is deals with the technical problems without necessarily talking about it.
You mean next weekend?
Like the U.S. government, we will function after a nuclear war or a mere earthquake.
Oh, this is good. This is also...
We have given our pledge, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And we are coordinated with the North American Civil Defense Council.
Press it hard. Push it in all the way.
Yes, push it hard, Peppy. And the little switch on there, she adjusts it in your ears to the way you like it, just the perfect. Now, you've done it, right? Performed this incredibly arduous and difficult operation? The Witch of Kuos by Robert
Frost. And this is, of course, going out over the air. You can see this, folks.
I usually plug the Ask Dr. Hal show.
The live version.
Yes. Live on radio. Receive a better listen than the folks back home get, although that, of course, is optimal if possible.
Yes.
Well, anyway, now we can relax, settle back, and enjoy. But there,
feature presentation.
Enjoy our discussion.
Where's the feature presentation?
Well, the problem is that puzzling evidence. They've made it a TV show, but it's all pulp. I don't think you can ruin it. You can diversify it.
I've seen two episodes of the TV show.
And your opinion?
The first one, barely adequate. The second one, a terrible disappointment.
So it doesn't really fit well.
It almost got it. It's sort of like a sputtering engine that doesn't start.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Maybe they should have done what they did with everything else and start with a movie and then see if it works.
No, I think they gave away all their story the first episode and everyone went, okay.
Well, I had a lot of trouble.